Well, it is a real joy to be here. I got the opportunity to chat with the teenagers a little bit earlier, but we are grateful for the opportunity to be here, thankful for how well you have taken care of our kids and now grandchild. When Cindy found out that we had the opportunity to come down, there wasn't any choice. She was coming. It wouldn't have mattered if I was coming or not. But we are glad to be here and be able to spend some time with you, first of all, because of the grandbaby, and then also to see Mick and Leah. Another reason why we're sure glad to be here is, of course, the friendship that we've had with your pastor and his wife over the years. I don't know that we have any closer friends than them, individuals that we have gotten in trouble with before and have experienced a lot of blessings before. I have some stories about your preacher, but he paid me off, and so I can't share any of them with you. But we've certainly been down a lot of miles together. And it's a joy to be able to come down and just be a part of the ministry that the Lord has allowed him to kind of steer and guide by you all allowing him to do that. The other reason, and I mentioned with the teenagers a little bit, I don't know of another church in the country that has meant more to Providence Baptist College than you all have. Not just financially, but just the support of sending your kids up and praying for us and allowing your pastor to come and be a part up there, and now Miss Angel also to be a part up there. There isn't another church that has done more for Providence Baptist College short of Northwest itself. And I'm bringing that message to you directly from Brother Gomez. We thank you for that, and it's a privilege to be able to come and just... I talked with Brother Angel, and I said, you know, we're down there a lot, and your kids are up at our place a lot. And I said, but I don't want your folks to feel like we take you for granted by not specifically scheduling a time to bring a tour group down and do the presentation. You know, my inclination is you see us all the time, so you really don't want us to come back down and be there again, you know. But then I thought, you know, that's not fair to you all. You've meant so much to us, and I know that you're there and we're here, but we wanted to have an opportunity to come down and specifically take this time and just minister to you a little bit and thank you for what you've done. And so that's why we're here. Brother Angel said, you know, I got the time. I'm out of town. And he says, I can't hear you messing up anyway, so come on down at that time. And he says, that'll work out perfect. Why don't you come down? And he wanted to get the opportunity to go over, of course, to be a part of Brother Brown's meeting over there. And so I'm glad we're able to come. And it's kind of neat. I mentioned again to the teenagers that with your church meaning so much to us, I think it's interesting that tonight's tour group really is only comprised of our kids and yours. Your kids know the ministry. They've been taught. They know how to get up in front of people. They know how to present themselves well. They really, along with ours, are the backbone of our college up there. The other kids that come in look up to yours and ours as kids that have something on the ball, and I'm really glad for that. So I'm going to have the fellows come up and share a little bit with you and some testimonies, some songs. Fellows, why don't you come on up?
As you travel along,
as you travel along,
on the Jericho Road,
on the Jericho Road,
does the world seem all wrong,
does the world seem all wrong,
and heavy your load,
and heavy your load,
just bring it to Christ,
just bring it to Christ,
your sins all confess,
your sins all confess,
on the Jericho Road,
on the Jericho Road,
your heart he will bless,
your heart he will bless,
on the Jericho Road,
on the Jericho Road,
there's room for just two,
there's room for just two, no more and no less,
no more, no less. Just Jesus and you.
Just Jesus and you.
Each burden he'll bear.
Each burden he'll bear.
Each sorrow he'll share.
Each sorrow he'll share.
There's never a care.
There's never a care.
For Jesus is there.
For Jesus is there.
Oh, my brother to you.
Oh, my brother to you.
This message I bring.
This message I bring.
Though all hope may seem gone.
Though all hope may seem gone.
He'll cause you to see.
He'll cause you to see.
At Jesus command.
At Jesus command.
Sin's shackles must fall.
Sin's shackles must fall.
On the Jericho Road.
On the Jericho Road.
Just answer his call.
Just answer his call.
On the Jericho Road.
On the Jericho Road.
There's room for just just two.
There's room for just two. No more and no less.
No more and no less.
Just Jesus and you.
Just Jesus and you.
Each burden he'll bear.
Each burden he'll bear.
Each sorrow he'll share.
Each sorrow he'll share.
There's never a care.
There's never a care.
For Jesus is there.
For Jesus is there.
My name is Ben Payne, and as you know, I'm from here, and I am a pastoral theology major. It's my senior year, and that's it.
All right. Well, I'm Luke Angel. I'm also from here, and I'm a junior at the college. And my major is assistant pastoral with an education emphasis.
My name is Michael Figueroa. I'm from Northwest in Elgin. I'm a freshman at Providence, and my major is pastoral assistance.
Hi, my name is Aaron Harris. I'm a senior this year at Providence, hopefully graduating, and I am a pastoral theology major, and at the piano is Luke Putnam. He is a junior at the college this year, and he is a pastoral assistant major.
Long before the fall of man, God designed a master plan. He exchanged the sinner for the sinless one.
Jesus left his throne on high. He came to earth to bleed and die. He cried, Father, not my will, but thine be done.
He is mine.
He is mine.
I will be, he is mine.
Through his mercy and his grace, God's prepared for us a place. Words cannot describe the matchless beauty there. We will praise the perfect Lamb, the King of Kings, the great I Am. He has made the joys of heaven ours to share. He is mine.
He is mine.
He is mine.
I am blessed beyond all measure. He is mine.
I have pardon full and free
through the blood he shed for me, save forever. I will be, he is mine.
I have pardon full and free
through the blood he shed for me, save forever. I will be.
My name is Aaron Harris. Like I said, I am a senior this year at the college, and I just want to give a brief testimony about Providence and my life at Providence. Honestly, it wasn't a huge move of faith for me to move 20 minutes from my house to go to college. I wasn't real worried about it. I knew that's where God wanted me to be. He wouldn't have put me in a church that had a college if he didn't want me to go there, I felt like. And I got saved at the age of 16. I grew up in church my whole life, but didn't get it settled till I was 16. And my senior year of high school, I felt like God had called me to preach. I didn't know where or what I would be doing, but I felt that was my calling. And at Providence, I came and learned a lot of valuable lessons my first year. And just through different circumstances, God really nailed down that the ministry was for me and that my place was there. And man, I'm so thankful for the privilege it's been to go to school and to learn under your great pastor here. And under the other pastors that come through. And I've learned a lot. I'm very, very, very excited about graduating. Praise the Lord. Not that I don't like it there, trust me, but I am excited about graduating. And on top of that, in 97 days, I am going to be a married man. And I met my fiance at college, which was a big bonus. It's a good thing I didn't leave, otherwise I would have missed God's will there. And so I'm very excited about that and what God's got for me in graduating this year. Providence has been everything I needed to train me, even though I've been in church and in ministry opportunities my whole life. And, you know, some of you teens, if anyone out here is considering going to college, give it a shot. I mean, you never know what God's going to do. You never know what he's going to call you to do. If you feel like you're not called to anything, give him a chance. He might just take that and he might call you to do something that you never thought he'd do. So I've enjoyed every bit of Providence. I've enjoyed every bit of serving the Lord, and I'm only excited about what more I have to look forward to and getting married and serving him together. So let's praise the Lord for that, and I thank you for letting us come and sing to you tonight.
Once I wandered in sin's black night, and there was no way I could make my wrongs right. Then that old accuser to the Lord did cry, he is a sinner, and now he must die.
Then I heard a voice saying, Father, I'll go, and I'll pay the sin debt on Calvary's floor. I'll bear in my body the marks of the cross to save this poor sinner who is sin sick and lost.
And it's still the blood that saves from sin. It's still the blood that cleanses within. From the highest star in heaven to the depths of the sea, it is still the blood of Jesus that brings victory to me. And there are those who rely on the works that they do, and some men they count on the times they pray through. But when the battle's over and my last song is sung, I'll go home through the blood of my Father's precious Son. And it's still the blood that saves from sin.
Yes,
it's still the blood that cleanses within. From the highest star in heaven to the depths of the sea, it is still the blood of Jesus that brings victory to me. From the highest star in heaven to the depths of the sea, it is still the blood of Jesus. Yes, it's still the blood of Jesus. Oh, it's still the blood of Jesus that brings victory to me. Victory to me.